Some headlines.
Nate Solder is the latest Patriot to become a former Patriot as he is headed to the New York Giants on a four-year, $62 million deal. $35 million guaranteed. Nate Solder, gone. Malcolm Butler and Deion Lewis, also gone. Headed to the Titans. Danny Amendola, also gone. Going to the Miami Dolphins. Patriots believed to be one of three teams in on Trent Murphy.
He's going to be happy and free in Miami.
That's right. Trent Murphy will be sad and confined if he makes it here to New England. He's an outside linebacker. Didn't play last year because
like
he blew up
camp.
His ACL, MCL, and had off-season foot surgery. But they might get him. Bruins scored five unanswered third-period goals last night. They beat the Hurricanes in Raleigh 6-4. David Pastrnak with the hat trick, the third-period hat trick last night. Matt Grizzlick got the third-period scoring going about midway through the final frame. Zdeno Chara, Torrey Krug, Jake DeBrusque all left the game. Still waiting on updates from them. Speaking of health updates, check out the Celtics for tonight. Jaylen Brown out with a concussion. Al Horford out with an illness. Kyrie Irving out. Left knee. Marcus Smart out with his right thumb sprain. All this confirmed by Coach Brad Stevens just moments ago. Meaning the Celtics will have nine healthy players tonight from their 15-man roster. Thank you for doing the math for us there, Brian Robb. They take on the Wizards at 8 o'clock at the TD Garden. You'll hear the game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Hooters in Saugus, Shrewsbury, Dedham, and West Springfield, where the game is on, the food is hot, and the beer is cold. Hooters makes you happy. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Every jump, every shot, every save, every goal. The Boston Bruins play here.
What a spectacular move in the near circle.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's the joy of the hot dog.
Boom. Like, I win. Like, yeah.
But he has the ability to get skinny in the hole.
I know. I want to get it out.
Highly underrated piece of meat.
Beetle and Zell.
Sports Hub host for the most.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Yeah. In the Ferrari and Jaguar, switching four lanes, top down, screaming out money ain't a thing.
Bubble hard in the double law, flashing the rings with the window crack, holla back, money ain't a thing.
Jigger, I don't like it if it don't gleam, gleam in the hell with the price, cause the money ain't a thing.
Put it down hard for my dog that's locked in the bang. When you hit the brakes, new whips, money ain't a thing.
Come on. Yeah, I wanna cross with us.
Come on.
All across the board, we burn it up. Drop a little pickle, baby, toss it up. Slacking on your pimpin', turn it up.
See the money ain't a bang.
All right, 1 o'clock hour. Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We welcome in from pregame.com, our old friend who we have not spoken to since football season, since the playoffs. It's RJ Bell from Vegas. RJ!
Listen, I figure you guys had friends that had a house, let's say, in Nantucket.
I do.
And it was when it gets around spring, you start calling them a little bit more. And then when it's winter, you don't call them as much.
Don't really call them.
Right?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're going with this.
I get it.
I see where you're going with this. RJ Bell, pregame.com, on Twitter, at RJ in Vegas. We've got some, obviously, March Madness questions, but we've been dealing all day, RJ, with free agency in the NFL. The Patriots are losing players left and right. Other teams are adding players left and right. Does free agency have a big impact, and will it have an impact in the coming weeks on the Super Bowl futures, the odds for the Super Bowl going forward?
Some, but not as much as you'd think. And here's the two caveats. Number one, and this is a sabermetric concept, but it applies here, value above replacement, right? So if someone leaves the Pats with that salary cap amount that they can spend, is it going to be viable to replace at the same level that player? If so, then it's a net neutral. If not, problem, right? Number one. Number two, and the Browns are a great example of this. What's the expectation of filling a hole? Meaning the quarterback situation for them needed a new quarterback. Mm-hmm. Kaiser wasn't going to be the quarterback. So to say, oh, yeah, the Bills quarterback, Taylor, he's an upgrade from Kaiser. That isn't the issue. The issue is he an upgrade from expectation of what the Browns would have gotten? And I'll give you a good example in baseball. Chicago Cubs a few weeks ago signed a really good pitcher, but their odds hardly improved, just a smidge. And the reason was because they expected the Cubs, the market did, to sign a pitcher. And when they did, this pitcher was right along what they expected, so the odds stayed the same. So it's really all about expectation, right? Not so much did they sign good people or not. It's relative to expectation.
Well, let's take that to a winning team. So I want to ask you a question about, like, the Vikings. Does Kirk Cousins going there and the amount that he got, does he move the needle for a team that already was already there in an NFC championship game with, the hell's his name? I already forgot it.
Keenum.
Case Keenum, who's in Denver, and does he move the needle in Denver? So as far as those two teams' odds.
I think Cousins certainly moves the needle because he exceeds expectations. I mean, you could make the case with the quarterbacks available with this offseason, reasonably available, he was the best, right?
Yeah, and that's big because then, say he advances it and you win two more games, then they're playing that game at home instead of on the road.
Absolutely. Right. So I think with Denver, I would actually say Keenum's a little bit of a downgrade, not from Simeon, but again from expectation. They were in the mix for Cousins. So I don't think many people is going to say Keenum's better than Cousins. So to me, Vikings up, Denver flat at best.
RJ Bell with us from pregame.com. RJ, how big is the next few days and really the next few weeks with March Madness and the NCAA tournament compared to, let's say, a marquee event like the Super Bowl?
Well, this is something I can give you some objective numbers, but then I can give you some heartfelt truth. The objective numbers are just these first 4 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, more betting on the NCAA tournament than the Super Bowl. Obviously, it's multiple games against one game, but still, the idea that a long weekend of college basketball has more betting than the Super Bowl, it's a sign. This is a very big bet event. Now, here's the reality, though, and I don't know if you guys have been out here for this week.
Somebody's coming up.
I'll be there tonight.
So. All right, there you go. Yeah. You've got to start about 5:30 in the morning if you want a seat, unless, you know, if you're a VIP from a big station, perhaps. But the normal guys, 5:30 in the morning, then it's like 12 hours, probably more like 15 hours betting. You sleep 6, same thing. Oh. You sleep 4, same thing. Probably Saturday night you're sleeping 3. Come Sunday, it's almost like the survivors walking around. I mean, you've seen nothing like the Sunday of this first weekend.
Zombies.
For the aftermath.
The degenerate factor this week is off the charts. Oh, man, it's unbelievable.
And not only because there's so much betting, but because most people are betting out of their pocket. Meaning, guys like me, they tend to talk theoretically, like, well, your bankroll is this, you should bet 3%. Most people don't live like that. They look in their pocket, they see how much they got, they bet it all in the first set of games, they cash their tickets, and they bet the next round.
Now you're talking, RJ. Now you're talking.
RJ, when you said that there is more betting going on this week, are you talking about number of bets, dollar amount, neither, both? What
volume,
is
volume, what are we talking?
More dollar amount is the driver. Here's a good example,
though. That surprises
me. Let's say you had a marquee matchup, Duke, North Carolina, let's say, and it's the regular season, and let's say that's X amount of betting. So let's say $1 million just to keep a round number. If those two teams play in the tournament, it's 15X. So 15 million instead of a million. So this isn't just there's that many games. It's so much more is being bet on each game. And think about it. Who's betting college basketball a February Tuesday night? The hardcore.
Joe Murray. That's it. Yeah,
the professionals and some degenerates. Here, anyone that has a bookie, either local, online, whatever, probably wants to get a little action down. This is probably the second biggest bet event the whole year other than the Super Bowl.
Just wet the whistle just a little bit there. Everybody's got to get a taste, Artie. Mm. Everybody needs a taste.
Where's the sharp money coming in? In terms of the tournament, who do the sharp guys like out of the, you know, that field of the Villanovas, Dukes, Virginia, maybe Michigan State? You know, what do they think? Is there any trend on that?
So we've been predicting Michigan State would get a tough draw because, listen, it's about the money. And if there's any team the NCAA doesn't want to keep advancing for another chance for the news to talk about the controversies with the gymnasts and all that stuff is Michigan State. And look, a 3 seed, when in Vegas they've been top 5 all year, right? So a 3 seed means at best you're the 9th best team? Wow, right? Underseeded for sure with Michigan State and a very tough bracket. So I think that's a tough, tough team to see advancing. Other favorites, Villanova, Duke, Virginia. A lot of people with Virginia talking about a ceiling. They're almost like the Spurs used to be, whereas they played so efficiently and with so much unvarying energy during the regular season, they didn't have another gear, the Spurs. But the regular season was usually very good. Well, Virginia's regular season was great, especially on defense. A lot of doubts about another gear. Let me give you one bet I like, otherwise guys like. North Carolina, 18-1. You got the coach, you got the pedigree, obviously, but then you've got a nice payoff. But here's the trick. No sport has a greater variance between the start of the year and the end of the year than college basketball. Why? Because there's so much youth. The way these young teams, especially, are playing in November, very different than March. If you just look at the last month, North Carolina, one of the best teams in the country, 18-1.
Which is interesting because it felt like the selection committee this year was not favoring latest results. They took into account everything you did the entire season.
Except for Michigan State.
Yeah, and that's back to the idea of the college football playoff. Are we talking about the four best teams? Or are we talking about the four most accomplished seasons? And I think what the committee's rightfully doing is the most accomplished seasons. But us as handicappers, you got to weigh the more recent games much, much more.
RJ, what's the new boutique bet? 15, 20 years ago, it was taking every 12 seed in every 5-12 matchup and betting them on the money line because they hit at a really, you know, crazy rate. But I think the books have kind of like figured that out, and the money line payouts on the 12-5 upset aren't what they used to be. So is there something that's replaced that now?
Yeah, so I've got my bracket picking tips, and we've got history all the way back to 1985 when we've had 64 teams starting on Thursday. For example, you talk about the 12 seed has won at least one game, 26 of the last 29 years. So certainly, and there's a lot of interesting tips. I'll give you another one is do not advance two number one seeds to the championship game. Since they started seeding this tournament 39 years ago, it's only happened 8 times. So there's a real sense one versus one. It happened last year, but it's only happened 8 times in 39 years. Another one, last one, 4-seed or better to win the tournament, 28 of 29 years. So what I like to say is Cinderella, yeah, she gets to go to the dance. She's got a curfew. Each of these rounds, there's a ceiling when it comes to which teams are going to advance. Let me give one more very powerful bracket tip because, you know, a lot of listeners, many more are playing brackets than they are betting the actual games. Let Vegas be your partner, and really, Vegas won't ask for any money. Just go to the newspaper, go to pregame.com, whatever, look at the lines, and you have an example. Butler, a 10 seed, is favored over the 7th seed Arkansas. Now, if you're an expert in college basketball, maybe you're going to pick Butler anyway. But otherwise, most people are going to see that 10 and see that 7 and be more inclined to pick the 7. The 10 has a better chance to win. Vegas says so. Another way to do that is, hey, you want to pick 113 seed? We'll see which one is the smallest underdog, probably the best one to pick if you're going to pick one.
So Butler, which is at 1.5 right now?
Yes.
Okay, Butler, 1.5. That's a 10 seed over Arkansas, 7 seed.
I like that for sure, and I'll give you another
one. That's a tip right there, everybody. Pay attention.
That is a concrete tip.
Florida State, a 9 seed, favored over the 8 seed, Missouri. But here's the other thing. Since so many people are going to pick the higher seeds in the brackets, you know, the secretaries and such.
Oh, easy.
Is 9 seeds are over, like, 30-plus years, almost won exactly the same number of games as AC.
Well, yeah, it's hardly an upset.
Yeah, but it's still a higher number. So people, if you're going to do a coin toss, go with the 9 over 8. Because many, if you go actually look on the brackets online that have millions of participants, the 8 seed gets so many more than the 9, though history says it's a coin flip.
All right, all good information from RJ in Vegas. Pregame.com is where you go. They're the exclusive odds provider to the AP. RJ, thanks for the time, buddy. Good talking to you.
My pleasure. Enjoy, guys.
All see right. You, bud.
617-779-0985. We'll get back at it with your calls on everything from the day, and that means the Patriots in free agency. A lot happening and a lot of departures to this point.
Making your job suck just a little bit less.
You think they have a big hole?
I think they have a big hole.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nate, did you get Coach Belichick a gift for the new grandchild?
A new Surface, I think.
Look at you!
I will remember you.
You know, we're supposed to be talking about Dallas here.
Okay, let's get to Dallas.
You know, playoffs, postseason ball, it's awesome to watch.
All right, Nate, well.
There's a guy in a yellow poncho, and you go to him, he directs you towards the Burger King, and it's like this.
Just turn it off. Reminds me how bad our interviews were. That's our fault. We got to be better than that.
So bad. So bad.
Look at you getting a new Surface. Oh, who are they going to give us? It's going to be Tooney. No, it'll be Andrews again. Like, he trusts us now. They know Dave won't say anything. So, here, you guys got Andrews.
But Honey Badger.
Honey Badger, Tyrann Mathieu is available, been released today. That's not unexpected. That's been rumored for a couple weeks.
He'd be a good weekly guest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'd get that one.
Lorraine is in New Hampshire, and she's very upset today.
God.
Lorraine.
Hardy.
Yeah. Hi, Zo. Hi, Bertrand. Hi, Hardy.
Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Lorraine.
Yeah, I am.
Tough day?
Upset. I'm upset about 27 inches of snow in my yard, and I'm upset about my team. I feel like we need a tourniquet here because we're bleeding. I mean, I knew Butler. I mean, that was a given.
Yeah, I mean, blood clots, but, you know?
But Dola? Yeah. Oh, my God. That's like, you know, part of the heart and soul of the team, you know? I can't sing my Dola, Danny Amendola song anymore when he scores.
You can still sing.
Sure, you could. Hardy has it.
Yeah, we still sing
well,
the...
I have it. I got it on my phone. I shared one last night with my friends and put it on Facebook, but...
Oh, you had book club last night?
Huh?
Did you have book club or anything last night?
No, I did it on Facebook.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you follow me on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
Nice.
I tried to send it to you guys, but it wouldn't let me do it.
Huh.
Well, yeah. we'll get Mark Zuckerberg on the line. We'll get that sorted out.
Of that. Yeah.
You know, and now sold? I mean, my gosh, what? I mean, where are we going to get? And I know all about the salary cap, you know.
Well,
holy grail of the salary cap. I mean, I've been reading a book by Michael Hawley, Belichick, and Brady. And so
He had last night off. He didn't work last night.
They didn't work last night. They didn't deem it was worth their day to present programming to you. So they shoved a made-up Celtic game down your throat.
What was that guy doing last night?
Well, he wasn't on Facebook. He wasn't
on
Periscope.
No. He's smart.
Kern was at least grinding with Perry. I give those two guys credit. Where's Lorraine?
Hawley's smarter than that. All right, night off. I'm going to go home and relax. Thank you.
So I call Tangway. I'm like, where are you? What do you mean? Like, woke him up out of a nap. I'm like, you guys aren't on TV? He goes, yeah, we had a day off because of snow. I'm like, well, stuff's happening. He's like, what stuff?
What stuff?
So I just hung up.
I don't care. Hey, Jerick McKinnon is off the market. He just got a deal.
Oh, what was he paying?
And I mentioned
seven?
Him yesterday. I said, you know what? That might be a guy the Patriots might want to take a peek at.
Nope.
Not at this money. Jerick McKinnon to the 49ers. 4 years, $30 million, $7.5 million a year. The money is nuts.
Jesus, I would have made a run at Dion Lewis if I were them. Man.
Gene is in Revere. Gene.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, fellas.
Hey,
so,
Gene.
I just wanted to know what you guys thought as it stands. I know things can change in an hour, but like, where does this team stand in the AFC as it stands? And real quick, so yesterday when you guys were doing the switchover from Twitter and to you guys, you mentioned this place with the best wings. I gotta know where it is.
The best wings?
Best what? Buff's Pub. B-U-F-F.
Buff's Pub.
The Buff.
Buff's Pub.
B-U-F-S.
Right here
B-U-F-F-S.
In Brighton.
B-U-F-F-S.
Buff, like Buffalo. Buffs.
Is it in Brighton? It's not in Brighton.
No, it's actually Newton there.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right here, by the right by the hotel.
Right up the street. Right off the Mass Pike.
But that's, I mean, that's, of course, an opinion. It is not, we haven't taken a.
I think it's a fact.
Rosebud. Do you remember those wings from Rosebud?
It's different.
Dry rub.
They brine it. And it's a different, from a traditional, if you like going to Buffalo, and if you've ever been to the Anchor Bar or a couple other places out there where they do the traditional Buffalo wing, Buffs has got it down.
Okay.
Rosebud's very good wing. Very good wing. Don't get me wrong. There's very many places. Hooters has great wings.
Smoke Shop.
Hooters is as close
Smoke Shop. Smoke Shop.
Good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Smoke Shop.
What?
Cambridge,
but I'm not going
excellent.
To get wings. I'm going there to get like the pulled pork.
Right.
Pork and,
you know, I would not opt for the wings
I'm
first
going,
there,
I'm
though.
Going for an entree.
Right.
But if you're going like for your local like watering hole, your bar, you say, I'm going to lick my fingers. It's going to be Bus Pub. So.
Halfway.
Oh, halfway. Yeah, no, not the good one. A lot of good ones there. There's a tweet. A lot of wing talk. There's a tweet from Paul Perillo that says he'd expect the Patriots to have interest in the Honey Badger.
Yeah, now that he's released, correct. Not at the salary that he was making.
We know that. I'm saying that he's expecting Paul Perillo, member of the Patriots organization, expects the Patriots to show interest in that player.
The Honey Badger was, I think, kind of surprised by this. A week ago?
Well, somebody told me.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
That's right. When the reports were that...
that this was going to happen?
This was going to happen. He's like, huh, I wonder if anyone's going to tell me about it. Like, he was... apparently not in the loop at all.
Well, yeah, you jackwagon. They'll tell you when you get cut.
No, they asked him to take a pay cut. He said no. So he wants to get paid.
Well, that's not a real question then, is it? If you're going to get cut,
what's gonna
you're
happen
not
here?
Really asking.
We thought this with Tlaib. We thought this with Sherman.
He's a starting safety and a slot corner.
Okay.
They tricked
stop.
Him.
Stop, stop, stop. So he is released and wants to be paid because he would not take a pay cut. He wants his money. So Tlaib and Sherman headed down the same path. And we sat here stupidly and said, ha-ha, they will be in on both and give me Tlaib. You know, if I had my druthers, I'd rather have Aqib Tlaib.
Stupid
us. I'd rather have Sherman.
Stupid us.
Stupid you. Stupid me. Stupid him.
Stupid
fool
New
me
England.
Once. Fool me twice. What's the old saying? Don't get tricked by it, okay?
Right.
There's dumb
once,
money.
Shame, but you can't fool a fooler.
Dude, look at the market. Same. There's money.
We won't
there's
get fooled
stupid,
again.
Stupid money there, and there's stupid teams are going to pay this guy probably more than what he got cut for, and he's going to just turn out fine and dandy.
Would you pay him the Malcolm Butler
Don't
offer?
Don't play hypothetical crap.
Malcolm Butler offer from Field Yates.
Because we never do that.
Now we're going back to the Field Yates
5 years.
Offered last year.
I'd give that to Tyrann Mathieu right now. He's 25 years old.
Yes.
Why do they want him to take a pay cut? I'd be lying if I said I paid attention to his
play. Because they wanted to put money in Sam Bradford. They gave Sam Bradford 1 year, $20 million.
He's the new the Honey Badger to take a pay cut.
He's the real heist. Lombardi's laughing his ass off. No longer. Hey, Brock Osweiler, it's not you anymore. The new heist is Sam Bradford in his career has made $126 million.
Just the marketing.
What does that guy want?
The marketing with the Honey Badger alone. Take a page out of the Red Sox notebook and all the pandas they sold. You know, this is a cash cow for whatever team lands him next.
Hardy has our headlines, and coming back on the other side, we do need to touch on the Bruins from last night.
And
Sports Hub headlines.
And what else, Beetle?
And I was going to say we have a good sports report out of the Carolinas that we'll get to.
All right. Nate Solder, no longer a Patriot. He is a Giant with a giant contract. 4 years, $62 million, 35 of it guaranteed. Malcolm Butler, Deion Lewis, Danny Amendola, all gone. But there's a couple of players out there that the Patriots might be in on. The Cardinals are releasing defensive back Tyrann Mathieu, the Honey Badger. Paul Perillo says Patriots should be interested. Also interested in one Trent Murphy from the Redskins, who missed last year due to... knee injuries. The Bruins, as Beatles just touched on, had an amazing third period last night, scoring 5 unanswered goals in the final 10 minutes to beat their host, the Carolina Hurricanes, 6-4. They're back at it tomorrow night when they visit the Florida Panthers. Celtics will be without pretty much everybody tonight. Jaylen Brown, Al Horford, Kyrie Irving, Marcus Smart, all out. Jason Tatum probable with lower back tightness as they play host to the Washington Wizards, the game right here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Headlines are brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of New England. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zulak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter, at Zoe and Bertrand.
And you can hear the Bruins fans coming to life here in the building. Two on one. Here's Krejci into the right circle. Centers deflected. They score! And the Boston Bruins have roared back to tie the game at four.
Near side now. Marchand near corner now. Rick Nash. Up top. Grizzlick. Far side. It's fired. They score! The Boston Bruins have taken a 5-4 lead on a rocket from the far circle by David Pastrnak. He stepped into a one-timer and zipped it inside the near post. Top shelf, 5-4 Bruins.
One of Zoe's favorite topics is, who should I be watching right now? Celtics or Bruins?
Who should I be watching?
What is everyone watching?
You know what?
What's everyone locked into?
Just figure
As
out.
If they're interchangeable yeah. and the fan bases don't stick with the actual yeah. respective teams.
What is
because,
division?
There's because
division.
Zoe can float.
There's division.
Right?
Oh.
The Bruins and Celtics
What's
in Zoe's
flavor?
World
What's
are the same damn winter flavor. Sports.
Yeah.
Just winter things that are there that fill the gaps between football seasons.
God, this team is so unlikable, this Bruins team.
So unlikable.
I mean, think about that, though. In other years, you had, like, the Rondo factor where, as a dick, I don't like this team. You know, so, like, it turns you off because Rondo's here, and he's a spoiled brat. Celtics are likable. Bruins are likable. Both teams are very likable, these winter sports teams, and they're doing it. I'm just not going to watch games when Marchand's playing because they're going to win. I mean, that's what it's getting to. Sorry to joke that way. What's going to happen first? Bruins are going to lose a game, or Patriots are going to sign somebody when Marchand's active? How did Judd Surratt not lose his bleep on goal number 5, but he loses it on number 4, the game tie?
Because those were within a minute 17 seconds.
So, centers deflected. They score!
1-2-3. Before you could even catch your breath, it was one of those where
like the
they
foot.
Haven't even made the goal announcement and they score again. Oh, my God. Now, and we've talked about this so many times, and Torrey Krug has talked about it. The most dangerous thing is the 2-goal lead,
yeah.
right? So... 10 minutes left.
Once it gets to one, you're tired.
Carolina's right. up 4-1, and you're thinking, all right, they're probably going to get this. 10 minutes left. All of a sudden, the Bruins score a goal, and it's 2-goal. Okay, well, that 2-goal lead, not as dangerous as it would be earlier in the game, but still, it's all right, something. They just scored one, so they got a little momentum all of a sudden. But moments later, they score and make it 4-3, and now it's Denton Heinen coming in.
I hate that kid. Beat you at ping pong.
You hate, oh. All right.
Elimination, single elimination ping pong. Like 12-year-old kid.
Heinen comes in and scores it and makes it 4-4. So this is all within a span of 10:04 yeah. to 11:21. Boom, boom, boom. That's why Surratt's losing his mind.
Jim, give me goal 4 again, please.
I'm 4-4.
Give me goal 4. I'm enjoying this so much. Give me it.
And you can hear the Bruins fans coming to life here in the building. 2-on-1. Here's Krejci into the right circle. Centers deflected. They score! David Krejci found Dan Heinen. He's shoveling home on the 2-on-1. And the Boston Bruins have roared Jesus. Back to tie the game at 4.
So, I want to do a game with him.
So then it takes like 5 more minutes before the Bruins go on the power play. But then again, you kind of knew. You got 3.5 minutes left in the game. They go on the power play. Pastrnak gets the power play goal and then gets himself an empty netter to finish off the hat trick on the night.
That wasn't easy either. That was a hell of a shot.
Well, the very fact that they're doing it, A, without Patrice Bergeron and Charlie McAvoy to begin with. Mm-hmm. Down the tunnel that night go Zdeno Chara,
yep.
Jake DeBrusk, and Torrey Krug. The bench is, it's going to look like the Celtics bench tonight. There's not hardly anybody on there. Where is everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, they're either injured or they're down the hall.
Their winning now defies logic.
Well, okay.
A little bit. Last night,
it
takes the it factor to a whole new level.
That's why the play-by-play guy's does. Getting punchy.
It does, but yeah. the Hurricanes' yeah. goaltending is so bad. They give up more home goals than I think all but two teams in the league. Their goaltending tandem has the worst save percentage of any tandem in the league. So to get beat by them would be awful.
Yeah, but it's the style in which they did it.
Yeah, but I mean, the way you come back, you're dead at 4-1 with 10 minutes left. Teams come on,
you don't do that against a lot of teams. But the fact that here's a team that was going to beat you, a bad team that was going to beat you. I don't care that you're on the road and you got people. You should be able to hang with this team. Mm-hmm. The fact that they came back and scored 5 unanswered goals in the third period. That's the ridiculous portion. The fact that they pulled out a win.
It's ridiculous.
The manner in which they did it.
Yeah, not the fact that they got a win there.
They wouldn't do it against every team. But a lot of teams, most teams can't do that.
You got news report?
You can't. Yeah. I don't care who's in there.
Mark Armstrong, he's the sports anchor at ABC 11 in Raleigh-Durham.
Hey, Mark.
And he had this report after the game last night. He calls it his Homer sportscast after the game. And he calls it his super Homercast, and here it is from the 11 o'clock news last night after that game.
People far smarter than me pegged the Carolina Hurricanes playoff chances entering tonight at roughly 4%, or put another way, a 1 in 25 shot. Certainly not likely, but this squad has got moxie. It's got the heart of a lion and the never-say-die attitude that put a man on the moon, I tell ya. Those poor Boston Bruins never stood a chance on this night. Second period, Boston fluked its way to a 1-0 lead. That wasn't going to last on Sebastian Aho's watch, making 25 goals for the Finnish phenom. It's 1-1. The Canes' power play, the tip of a remorseless spear. Ruthless stuff here from Aho to Teravainen. Make it 2-1, and the rout was on. The Bruins begging for mercy, but Justin Williams says none will be granted. It's 3-1 Hurricanes. And then next, it's Elias Lindholm. Watch this upcoming stampeding over the plains like Genghis Khan through Eurasia. Momentarily held, but Brock McGinn's second wave would win the day. And at that point, Boston cried out to the heavens in great fruitless anguish. The Bees scored 5 straight in the third to win 6-4.
That guy's a former Minnesotan.
That's awesome.
Doesn't he sound like he's from Minnesota?
Now, my only issue with the entire report was that he said Genghis instead of Genghis Khan.
Maybe we've been saying it wrong all these years.
I mean, you know something.
Like, hey, you want to play some Jenga?
So you've got
Genghis Khan.
You've got
a soft G in his name now.
You've got your brother-in-law sports contact in another market.
Correct.
You got Sean in Chicago.
Yeah.
I have Pat.
Hi, Sean.
In Durham. So
Sean and Pat.
I texted Pat last night. I'm like, that's a hell of a hockey team y'all got down there. And he said, yeah, well, you know, who says they were good at playing all three periods? There's nothing to say. There's nothing to say about that team this year. And about, you can't lose a game like that on home ice.
Yeah.
And they did.
He's like, every time the Bears signed somebody like yesterday and they're giving all this money away, Sean texts me. He's like, the GM is a bleeping idiot. Like, the Bears suck so bad, nobody even talked about them.
Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
But this team, this year, who do they need to get back out of? And we don't know.
Genghis.
Still waiting on updates. I haven't seen any on Chara, Krug, or DeBrusk.
Genghis, is that the kid who's going to be playing left tackle for the Patriots next year? Oh, it's Jelks. Sorry, Jelks, not Genghis.
Yeah. Who's the other kid? Trent Bryant?
Trent Murphy.
You're the Irish kid.
Trent Murphy. Happy St. Patrick's
Day. Jim, is he even Irish, Trent Murphy?
No.
But,
they can't afford to lose anymore. You cannot afford to have Zdeno Chara, Torrey Krug out.
Do you call him Murphy?
For any length
Bruins
of time.
Bruins have injuries, Celtics have injuries, but you feel a lot worse about the Celtics' injuries. For obvious reasons. Shorter roster, different sport.
At some point, though, you have to... You cannot play without Bergeron, McAvoy,
sure could.
Krug, and Chara.
Bergeron's coming back!
We believe. Yes.
I'm telling you, don't worry about Bergeron. Bergeron's going to be just fine.
All right. Oh, okay. I was going to worry a little bit.
Good. Don't do it.
I won't worry.
Don't do it. Today's takeaways are next.
Oh, can't wait.
They give.
Give it to me now, damn it!
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's get right to the takeaways. Zo, why don't you lead us off? Give us yours.
Okay. Things go on here during our show, like throughout the course of the 10 to 2 midday show.
I don't know what you're talking
about. The people don't always see it. We talk about, well, maybe we should be on simulcast and all that. Well, wherever we are, we shouldn't be. Like during the breaks. And starting to get a little bit annoyed during the breaks because there's this new game we invented. Or you people.
I don't
people,
know what you're talking about.
You
I
people
no
invented.
What you're talking about.
With little paper balls that you crinkle up and a wiffle ball bat, and you have your little head game that you play back and forth. It's like, you know, it's
no
just
idea what you're talking
it's distracting
about.
For me.
No idea.
And I'm trying to get my numbers ready and, you know, get my takes and yeah. my
Mr. Preparation.
Right.
Here.
And it's getting to the point, like, Hardy just had a great read right there.
Thanks.
You know, this hour of Zolak and Bertrand was brought to you by. It's very smooth. Ball didn't go off your
Get
head.
Get to it.
Somebody's
what,
not
what's
taking
the problem?
It. Well, this happened earlier in the show because this game's starting to affect what's happening with Hardy's reads here.
The JCPenney.
I mean, like, if I'm a JCPenney and I'm like, hey, best lie, I want you to do a nice read. He almost gets hit by a ball. And you hear a whack of the bat.
That's solid lumber, though.
Starting to get... Not only am I getting distracted, but Hardy's getting distracted.
Oh, stop it.
Thanks, though. Thanks for sticking up
for
me.
Got your back.
That's right. Partners tomorrow. Zoe and I.
Yeah. From a bar.
My good friend Scott Zolak and I will be broadcasting live from the
good friend
scoreboard.
Zoe.
Yep.
Salute to you, Zoe.
Sports
yes,
Bar and Grill in Woburn, Massachusetts.
I love it because Jim Louth has got to sit there and deal because at noon, high noon, URI tips off. And Jim just has to concentrate on show because he's going to be distracted
when
by the
When does Providence
game.
Play? Jim?
Same time on Friday, 12:15.
Okay, back-to-back days. I'll be sure to bet against both of them.
You got to get up at 9 a.m.?
What do you mean, in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that's part of the gig. It's part of the deal when you go for this.
We are going. Wow, you're getting up early.
Michigan State is never Michigan State
is games.
Never not played on a Friday. They're always the Friday-Sunday.
Michigan State's in Rhodey's bracket. Rhodey, if they want to advance, they would have to go through...
Listen to this.
Oklahoma.
Yep.
Duke. Michigan State
and
Kansas.
What does that tell you? What
tough road.
Tell you?
They're not going to get through.
They're not getting through.
They're not getting through.
Tough road.
Yeah, so go hitch your wagon to that, Jim.
I'd like to get to this takeaway. We didn't get to it today. We played some audio of Gautam Chopra.
Oh, geez.
Talking with Peter King. On his forecast, his podcast. Been thinking a lot of forecasts,
yes.
Weather and such. On his podcast and...
Or play.
We didn't get to this part
We didn't get to this part of it, so listen up.
Oh,
thanks for giving us this view of Tom Brady that otherwise it's very likely we never would have had.
Well, I'm really grateful. Like I said, I've been an admirer of yours for a really long time. And, it was an honor. I mean, I grew up in Boston, and I remember the days of Tony Eason and Steve Grogan and Hugh Millen and Scott Zolak and all of those days. So this was a dream come true for me. And
Wow.
Like in comparison to the dream?
I guess.
So... What was Zoe then? The nightmare?
I find it a pleasure that a man that actually wrote a song for
Michael Jackson.
Took the time to remember me during that stretch.
Remember
Tony
Eason. That's one way of putting it.
It's one of the bad days.
Who a lot
and
of people confuse you with.
Thanks to the guy Bob at Lowe's in Plainville who still thinks to this day that when I go in, hey guys, come on, Tony's here again. I'm like, hey, kids, just play along. Yep.
He thinks so is Tony Eason.
Tony Eason. Dad is Tony today.
And I remember the days of Tony Eason and Steve Grogan and Hugh Millen and Scott Zolak and all of those days. So this
Can we play a game there? Which one is not like the others? How does Steve Grogan get lumped into that crew?
That's unfortunate. That's
not
fair
to
Steve
Grogan.
No offense.
No offense, though.
Grogan and I were tougher. Those other two.
Was Grogan a better quarterback than you?
God, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's all fame.
That's kind of what we're talking about.
Guy played a neck roll.
Okay.
You had a better winning percentage than him, though.
Grogan. It
doesn't really matter. I mean, he and Stanley Morgan had, 18.6 per catch? I mean, come on.
So I told you, those 70s, late 70s Patriots teams were good teams. I know the general history prior to maybe Bill Parcells coming to town was that, the Patriots are always terrible.
What?
They were not always terrible.
My rookie year before I got here, I got a chance to walk on that field before they tore it up, before they went to real natural grass. And I don't know how those guys played on that concrete. I really don't. I don't know. That's why Nelly's got fake hips and knees and all that. But
it's like Fred was talking about the other day.
The shoes weren't good. I mean, the grip, they had those rubber nubs on. Guys
like
are blowing out knees.
It's like the turf at the Silverdome. Fred played on it when he was, like, in high school.
It's like this, Hardy.
Literally. Like AstroTurf laid over concrete.
It's like what we have in our studio.
Yeah, there was
concrete
no
rug over.
There wasn't a rug pad in between.
No.
Yeah. Like sandpaper.
Is this this is the last time we're going to hear?
Yeah, last time we're ever going to do this. So let's send them off right.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Okay, pal.
Okay.
What you see here, what you say here, what you do here, what you hear here stays here.
Okay.
It'll be like Jim bringing some fungus back.
Thanks. We're going to get to Hardy's takeaway.
Which is the Danny Amendola song, which is just going to take us to the very end of the show. So, Beatle, have a good trip.
All right, guys.
Yeah,
see
do
you.
It. Don't do it.
Not going to take us to the end, Jim? Oh, we got to come back? We got more show to do after this?
I'm not doing
damn
anything.
It. Not me. Bye.
Didn't look good with 9 minutes left. The Pats trailed by 10 when they lined up for first and goal. G-O-A-L, goal.
A first and goal to go from the 9.
Rob got bucked and Brandon was cooked, but then Brady said, I can always find Amendola.
Looks down the middle.
D-O-L-A, Dola.
Pitch by Amendola.
Danny Amendola.
Dives to the end zone. Touchdown, Patriots.
Down we got by. Life.
Somebody's making a play. It's Danny Amendola.
They were down by 3.
Takes the snap.
They needed to score.
The play fakes Dwight.
Go up by.
He looks down the middle.
Sometimes it please.
He fires and the ball is.
Danny, can you catch one more for me?
Caught in the back of the end zone by Danny.
It's a catch.
Amendola. Touchdown. Patriots.
Amendola.
Bend the ground.
And now the play falls up in the Super Bowl. In Minnesota.
Danny.
Danny Amendola.
Playoff Amendola.
Drive.
Amendola elevates.
Amendola.
1 foot.
What a catch.
2 foot.
Oh my God. Left toe tap in the back of the end zone.
Clutch.
So maybe we could do a new one, Zoe, for I'm Free. What is that? Soup Dragons? Now he's
doing what I want.
That's right, Rob Gronkowski on his Instagram post telling Danny Amendola, be free, be happy.
Jim, what's that? Dancing
Miami
bands?
Kid. That's
dancing
right.
Bands.
That's right. Bands that make her dance.
Yep, bands that make her dance.
So more on this make coming up dance. With Felger bands and Maz, who will feature today Jim Murray. I see Chris Gasper. I see Marshall Hook, and I see Greg Bedard ready to sit in with those guys.
This
today,
is so great because we're going to do like two straight weeks of football because everything that happens with these guys this week all gets regurgitated re-entry Monday next week when they're all back together.
This is like two correct. Straight weeks of football, man.
It's almost
What's
as,
up, Hook NATO?
It's almost as though Felger somehow screwed up the dates and took the wrong week off. You think that's possible?
100%. Yeah.
So, yes, you'll be regurgitating on a re-entry
hey,
Monday.
Seriously.
But for today...